On May 29, 1913, a new dance premiered at the Ballet Russe in Paris. It was a piece that was received with the most famous artistically provoked riots of the 20th century, the Rite of Spring. It had outrageous costumes, very unusual choreography, and a bizarre story of pagan sacrifice among pre-Christian Slavic tribes. And then there was the music. Igor Stravinsky's score for The Rite of Spring was, without doubt, one of the most influential pieces of the 20th century, a piece that absolutely has to be in our collection of 50 essential recordings. The question is, which recording? Which version? Well, Ted Libby, our weekly critic, is here. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Fred.
So, which recording have you picked?
We've picked Valery Gergiev and the orchestra of the Kirov Opera, his band. What I like about this recording, what I think makes it stand out, is that it turns away from a tradition that has come about over many years of trying to get the notes right and make the performance more and more technically accurate and, in a sense, secure. Gergiev has an orchestra that can do all of that, and he turns back toward trying to evoke some of the brutality that is written into the music that was designed to be part of the experience. I mean, his guys just sail through this music. There's no question that they can play the notes, but they go a little bit further.
Dance of the Earth, the end of part one of The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. Valery Gergiev leading the Kirov Orchestra. That's a 1999 recording, came out in 2001 on the Philips label. And Ted, you can feel that intensity, that brutality, that forcefulness in the piece, in that section we just heard. Now, you said that part of what you like about this recording is that energy, that barbarism in it, but it has to have some degree of precision, too.
It really has to be precise because the score, the texture is extremely complicated. The rhythms are very, very tricky. The meters, the metrical organization is complex.
Yeah, and there are famous stories about people losing their way and, you know, you're counting three and then four and then six and then five.
You'll never recover it. If you get lost in this piece, you'll never recover. You just wait for the end of a section and start again.
Now, this is a piece about 35 minutes long with very little let-up in intensity. I mean, there are a couple of down moments, but it doesn't let you really relax all the way through. There's another section you're going to lead us into where the horns have a very unusual sound. What's happening?
This is a passage in the section called Spring Rounds, and there are glissando passages in the brass. That means that they slide from one note to an adjacent note. They're written in the score, but they are usually played rather cleanly. Here, Gergiev asks his brass players to really emphasize the slide so that these sounds become almost like gigantic moans. And that ties in with an aspect of the piece that Stravinsky himself said was very important. He said, growing up in Russia, watching the spring come, it was like the earth cracking open and groaning. And here, in music, we hear exactly what I think Stravinsky was talking about.
Thank you.
there are those moaning trombones making that glissando, and a huge snarl from all of the brass. How many brass instruments have we got going here?
It sounds like there are about 15 here. There are 8 horns, 4 trumpets, piccolo trumpet, some low tubas. It's just an astounding brass section.
Well, we're going to hear the Rite of Spring from Valery Gergiev and the Kirov Orchestra. Ted, what would you say to someone who has heard fearsome things about this piece?
I would say simply to prepare yourself for an experience like no other in music. This work, though not too far from 100 years old, is still as modern and surprising and amazing as they come. But for any person brought up in the post-World War II era of rock and roll and popular music, these rhythms will not be so shocking. This is all about rhythm primarily, the unstoppable rhythm of this music. And I would say listen to it with your eyes and your imagination wide open and let it take you over, because that's what it's supposed to do.